Tell the public what your plans are.
I'm trying to corner a couple of blocks, plant a couple of crops, spread across the bread like a couple of locks. Make them give me my props, by the loop, ask the beat knock. Harder than Fort Knox.
Why do you consider yourself, you know, to be a gangster?
My is two pops, yours only on special ops, no combo with the cops. If I see y'all talking, then it's dead man walking, got all of them. Get fitted for my suit, while you get fitted for your coffin.
How do you battle the pressure of game
breaking? I always blow it out of proportion. In the club doing the Ed Norton. Coming for my fortune, you better creep with caution. Surface the globe, stunting in a dolphin. Surfing like Pete Sampras.
Do you take risks or are you conservative with the money?
Gamble like Pete Rose. It's funny how we rose. We chose the hot road, other niggas took the easy route. I'm illmatic, was ready to die with a reasonable doubt. That life I'm about, the one you fantasize about.
When recording, how do you approach that?
Treat the booth like a heist.
Nigga, we in and we out. It's like clockwork, we here to make your body jerk. You're not loving something till you love it so much it hurts. And my heart aches, cause only love can conquer hate.
Do you ever give up, or how do you feel about life?
Choose life over death, how many lives I'ma take? Forsake my sins, here's my soul to save. Cleanse my mistakes, cause it's money to make. If you ain't real, then you can't relate.
And your opinion on critics like me, how do you really feel?
And I don't feel you if it ain't coming from a realer place. And why there's no real estate, just had you feeling straight. Then one of us will have to see your face, see you to the pearly gate.
Is it true that you're always the one with the latest fashion?
Goshen like Ebenezer, Captain Fresh Fire, dinner fashion. Each you wanna hear the good word, listen to a preacher. Dope boy fresh, car loaded with the latest features. Blood suckers, we crave to taste like leeches.
As far as women, where do you feel you are today?
In Atlanta, searching for some Georgia peaches. So pure, she tested in a core seizures. I guess it's good, cause every lick's a return custody. Smoking a must, hit the strip, the cash rush me.
Do you ever complain about the game that you're in?
Trust me, my testimony, the game's ugly. But I ain't complaining, cause I'm living lovely. Niggas trouble me none, it's all good. Shoot it one-on-one, we'll lose the draw. Instead, the hood I'm from.
What about your competitors? Is there a message to them?
If need be, we can bring out the guns. Promise you next time I see you, consider yourself done. Some brothers doing the stress, other brothers have a long run. We don't see the daylight. Rarely we see the sun.
What is that, a killer tactic?
We call it vamping. Smell of blood, bring the fangs out. Before I back out, I'm willing to bang out. Catch you at the local hangout, pull them things out. Nothing but Swiss cheese and bring out.
Well, Brigade, that's enough said. Those are all my questions. I think the public gets where you're coming from. In conclusion, Brigade is mentally strong and well aware of those that are not. Till next time. I'm CG signing out. Catch you next time.
My love. Free chop.
My love.
They ain't never seen nothing like this. On the foot of my wrist, got me feeling like Larry. I'm trying to get rich, just taking my chips. Little bitch, I ain't trying to get married. My boy, I'm lit, turned up in the Vince, been six on the New Pear Valley. Might take a trip to Miami. Oh, I feel like Mike Larry. They ain't never seen nothing like this. On the foot of my wrist, got me feeling like Larry. I'm trying to get rich, just taking my chips. Little bitch, I ain't trying to get married. My boy, I'm lit, turned up in the Vince, been six on the New Pear Valley. Might take a trip to Miami. Oh, I feel like Mike Larry. Played the game for way too long for a nigga not to have a cheat code. Lost friends, but it's all good, cause these niggas act just like Rico. Like, wow. They hit me just cause of my ego. I seen that shit through the peephole. He dancing on me like a freak ho. So this catch like I'm shooting a free throw. Shirt, pants, sag and tat, showing nigga I'm coolin'. White girl, black girl, Spanish girl, husband had a few chicks. She's on blindfold, niggas faking, I see right through shit. Nas with me, Vito with me, try some, my niggas. My niggas. I told my niggas it's lit now. Everybody wanna pick now. Fat try to take my double cup. Tell that little bitch to sit down. Man. Ringing bells. Hey. Now they what they had me. Oh. Married to the money. Woo. Feel like Mike Larry. Oh. They ain't never seen nothing like this. On the flick of my wrist, got me feeling like Larry. I'm trying to get rich, just taking my tips. Little bitch, I ain't trying to get married. Wild boy, I'm lit. Turns up in a bitch, been six on the New Pear Valley. Might take a trip to Miami. Oh, I feel like Mike Larry. Oh. They ain't never seen nothing like this.
With them shooters.
We shoot it.
All of my niggas. All of my niggas.
niggas is shooters. And they ain't riding on you like scooters. My niggas don't fake it, yeah, we really do this. But you niggas bitches, you should work for Hooters. Acting no tough on computers. Knowing you niggas ain't shooters. But we see right through you, you niggas can't fool us. Them niggas that raped me, yeah, they was shooters. So just cause we dancing don't mean shit. If we'll stop dancing and clean shit. Niggas is reckless, yeah, they like to steam shit. Lift your ass high, like you on the beam, bitch. If nigga around me, just know he a bullet. Got a few G's. Just like you breathe, they throw you a bullet. Yeah, we shooting shit up like my cameraman. Shout out to my nigga Candyman. Got the toolie around me, bitch, no handyman. Shoot at your ass, make your ass shoot a handyman. So nigga, don't play, cause my niggas crank. Shoot up you and your bae. Heat on me just like cologne, and we letting it spray. Cause we shooters. All of my niggas is shooters. We shooters.
All of my niggas.
You see me, you gon' see me with them shooters. We shooters.
All of my niggas. All of my niggas.
All of my niggas is shooters.
All of my niggas.
We shooters. You see me, you gon' see me with them shooters. Shooting shit up like it's Call of Duty. Have your blood everywhere like a horror movie. But we really kill this bitch, no horror movie. But you niggas pussy, yeah, we call you Cody.
Live from the trap, yeah, I'm with that. Hunting the block. Run up on me, bitch, you getting clapped.
My niggas is sick with no remedy. Two guns on me like Yosemite. Two guns on him like Yosemite. Shoot your ass and you gon' lose energy.
Just like that loud. My niggas will burn ya. Arnold Schwarzenegger guns. And we a termination.
Never letting boy get a set round. Run up on me, you getting clapped now. I be running with them dudes, you be gunning at your fools. Cause I heard you niggas fool, you a snack now. Flossing on my block, you getting jack clapped. Mobbing with them shooters in the back rap. Yeah, I be with the plug, with the pistol in the club. Cause the owner in my pocket, no pack down. We shooters.
All of my niggas. All of my niggas.
All of my niggas is shooters.
All of my niggas.
We shooters.
All of my niggas.
You see me, you gon' see me with them shooters. We shooters.
All of my niggas.
All of my niggas is shooters.
All of my niggas.
Yeah. We shooters. You see me, you gon' see me with them shooters.
Yeah. If it ain't about the money, then I fuck that uni. Check on check like Nike, man, I just do it. Early bird, get the worm while these niggas snoozing. It ain't about the money, and I fuck that Yui. If it ain't about the money, and I fuck that Yui. Check on check like Nike, man, I just do it. Early bird, get the worm while these niggas snoozing. It ain't about the money, and I fuck that Yui. If it ain't about the money, then I bust at you. Peep, you moving funny. Who you think you fooling? I get it with my squad, so we never losing. Money chases heartbreakers, got some haters drooling. Be on that cookie flow, don't leave no loose. No go for me, up your contribution. Should get up off your high horse and stop acting on boo. I'm independent, independent, that's that boo. Too much money out here. So why you ain't getting it? I get to the back, so I stay with the back. He ride around getting it. Allergic to broken men, don't need no penetration. I'm married to the money, last name Franklin, first name business.
If it ain't about the money, then I fuck that union. Check on check like Nike, man, I just do it. Early bird, get the worm while these niggas snoozing. It ain't about the money, then I fuck that union. If it ain't about the money, then I fuck that union. I just bust that you. Watch me bust that you. You try to roadblock me, gotta bust the you. They try to detour me, and I swerve on them. They try to throw shade, I straight curve them. I'ma count this money up like I count my blessings. When it comes to the money, ain't no second guess. When you got all the dough, empty your pocket. Talk about capital, what's in your wallet? She acting like, bro, man, what's all these excuses? You can get a hotness, but it ain't exclusive. You talk about a vacay, but you just tripping. When you got all this sauce, can't even drip it. If it ain't about the money, then I fuck that union. Check on check like Nike, man, I just do it. Early bird, get the worm while these niggas snoozing. It ain't about the money, then I fuck that union. If it ain't about the money.
care about the cost. I've been stepping out the doors. I spent a lot just to make more. My niggas step about to take off. I focus with now it's take off. All my students been paid off. I run the game like I made off. I dish the tax like I'm JP Morgan. You niggas moving like you made off. These niggas don't know where I came from. I was 18 and my chain hung. I'ma go home till that change come. I'm puffing that gas till I kill a lung. I'm puffing that gas till I kill a lung. I'm puffing that gas till I kill a lung. Hey, yeah. Yeah, I got max for your pistol, I got shooters for your issue, your baby mama gonna miss you, bullets dripping through your tissue, then I put you getting wet, I got money on your head, I got money for my debt, I'm cruising right through the set, you hopping a Honda Effect, my whip is going like a sled, I do not play with my bread, I just keep on getting checked, I got these niggas looking back, I got these niggas looking back, cause they know I'm up next, cause they know I'm up next, cause I'm up next.
Can I get an ovation for all the things I've been facing? Now, can I get an ovation? Crowd go wild. I'm shy, fuck that fact. Why do the music don't act? Been a long road, but I'm back. Like a fiend looking for a cut. Long island up on my back. Like a mummy, yeah, it's a rat. Like money, gonna get packed. Restroom where I take breaks. Don't watch the hands you take. 10 cents in my piggy bank. 50 cents in my piggy bank. I am dog, but you niggas ain't. Competition. Full of pain, a lot of propositions, I'm straight. Your composition is good. My new position is frank. New dishes all in place. Art gallery, new salary, rock calories, you say. No matter be where you rather be, I watch the whole shit tank. Where I should be is usually a place for me to get kicked. Let's get it all. 10-year frustration, but what the hell you been facing? Like a doc, keep my heart racing. Can I get a ovation for all the things I've been facing? Can I get a ovation for all the things I've been facing?
Time, I'ma get my shine, yeah. Whether you like it or hate it, passport came up. One time she sleep all afternoon. We make it rain all April and a month before June. Now go DJ, put this on replay. I don't see him, Stevie Wonder, let the keys play. And I'ma eat this cake first like it's my B-Day. And all these broke niggas never had a cheesecake. Now go DJ, this shit too easy. If you ain't got them, you ain't copping it up, please, hey. And I do not give a fuck about what police say. I feel like Weezy, so go DJ.
Right back. In the loop radio, your boy be live. You know what I mean? He's right here.
Yeah, welcome back to In the Loop Radio, yakuza.com. Sunday, Funday, and now how we do. Your boys are back for another go round. She man Ace right here.
You already know it's a live beat.
Hop along, man, over here.
All right. We got a nice show lined up today, man. We're going to get into a few things. You know what I mean? We got to get that Thanksgiving recap. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you get your eat on? Was you overstuffed? Did you enjoy the football games? You know what I mean? Just in general, did you do Black Friday shopping? Did you shop on Thanksgiving? Let us know what you did, man. We're going to let y'all know how it went down for us. We also got to get into that Cam'ron and Mace beef. It's hell up in Harlem right now.
They beefing
again? Yeah, man. Diss track coming out. So, you know what I mean? Brothers definitely taking shots. So, we're going to talk about that. We got to get into a little NBA talk. You know what I mean? This week, what happened last week in the NBA. One of the biggest stories is they're talking about Derrick Rose contemplating retiring. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about that. Is this time up in the league? We got to get into a little boxing news. We always give y'all a little boxing news. I mean, be live, let y'all know what's going on in that boxing world. Big fight went down last night with Sergey Kovalev at the Garden. So we're going to be live. We know he's ready to talk about that. A few albums dropped on Black Friday. The Lenny Grant story by Uncle Murder, DCO. Don't come outside. That joint dropped, so we're going to give a review of that. We're also going to give a review of that Fab and Jada's long-awaited album, Friday on Elm Street. Did it live up to the hype? You know what I mean? Did you expect to hear what you heard, you know what I mean, on that album? So we're definitely going to give our review on that. But we're here for y'all, man. Let us know. 1-877-760-1422. That new way we start the show about how the week went. So we're going to kick it with you, Big Ma. How was your week, brother?
Man, my week was real remote, basically. I said, I don't know if I broke or sprained it. I ain't go to the doctor. I just know it hurt like a mug. Swollen up twice the size. So, that was it, basically. I just ate and sat. I didn't do much of nothing. I saw that Justice League.
Okay.
That was all right.
Was all right?
Because it got bad reviews.
Right.
It was better than I expected. Superman was corny as hell, but everybody else was lying.
Yeah? Was it better than Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman was good.
You know what it was? The only thing I can say about that, too, like, it was stuff in the movie, you like, come on, man. You know how Wonder Woman do the thing when she drops the shield and she look up slow in the commercial? She do that same exact pose, like, 7 times in the movie.
Mm.
It's like y'all got her on the loop. Is she really working? What's going on? But it was all right. It was a fun movie. It was
a
fun movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it better than any of the Marvel movies that came out? The compilation? Like, was it better than Avengers?
Hell no.
No?
Not even close.
Okay.
Okay. I guess it was better than Thor. But Thor was trying too hard to be funny. He was trying too hard to be like Galaxy, you know, going to
Galaxy.
Galaxy,
yeah.
But I think it was better than Thor.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, I ain't doing no more on Black Friday. My mom picked up a couple of things. She stuck to the end of the plan. We needed a new TV. She got that TV from Walmart she was talking about.
Okay.
She got an air dryer for the air fryer for the kitchen. She wanted that for a while. And she picked up one other thing.
Oh, that's the joint that fried without the grease.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Can't use it.
Okay.
And he picked up that. Or my brother picked up luggage, caught a good deal on luggage.
You know, you travel a lot. Yeah.
And that was like, you usually feel like $300. He got it for $50. And, oh, he got that on two iPhones.
The 10? The X?
No, the 8.
8? Oh, okay.
Buy one, get free if he joins, so.
Is buy one, get one free?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you don't got to pay, you don't got to pay for the other one?
Buy. This is what they call it, the BOGO free phone, bro.
What service they got?
I think it's T-Mobile.
Oh, I don't think AT&T is on that promotion.
Yeah, they got it, too. He might be on AT&T. It's either AT&T or T-Mobile, I'm not sure.
So, it might be Sprint.
Could be anything. I know Boost was doing it too. And Boost is Sprint.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it was kept it light. I was like, good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out there going crazy. Just got stuff you're going to get anyway, like you said.
Right.
So, good luck. I'm proud.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Cast some deals. People going crazy.
No, I said this thing is going crazy. You don't want to work with us.
So, next up.
The live is one?
Oh, hey, man. You know, my joint is straight, son. I got the hood on today, you know, because I'm hoodied out. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Shout out to Big Rob. She on the chat again. What up, Big Rob? How you doing, man? How you doing this Sunday? She's been doing a million things, but she chose to be here with us. So that's a beautiful thing. Big Rob, it is what it is. But my week was straight, you know what I mean? Watching these presuppositionalists, these cats, you know what I mean? These guys, they tell you some crazy stuff. But I'm like I said before, man, you know, I'm allowing people to believe what they want to believe. Now life is about letting cats do what they want to do. It's about us focusing on just doing what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what other people think anymore, you know what I mean? You think what you think. I say this every other week, but then next week I'm going to go back.
No, not even next week. But by the time you finish so much a week,
yeah.
You'll be like, yo, these pseudo gotta not today. Can you bring your books in today?
Nah, no books today, man. Cause I ain't buy no books this week. You know, this week was about chilling. It was about it was a short work week, you know?
Yeah.
So I love those short work weeks. And people try to say I'm retarded because this is why I count stuff. You know? Shout out to my friend while I was talking to this about. I'm like, she said I'm retarded because I'm like, alright, like say it's a short week, right? Monday get here. And then Monday's going, so I was like, damn, all right, Monday down. So tomorrow, Tuesday. And then the next day, Wednesday. And then we ain't got work.
Yeah.
So I count stuff down like that, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, you know, the week is short.
Right.
People say I'm retarded for doing stuff like that. You don't even tell people say, all right, today's Monday, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yeah, you got to look forward to get through it, yeah.
Count down. Monday and Friday, I guess I'm the only person who count down.
Nah, you remember when we used to be back at the other spot.
Yes,
they'd be like, come on, 4 o'clock. Come on, 4 o'clock. Come on, 4 o'clock, because you're ready to go home.
Yes,
yeah, I understand it. What's Dad used to always say, you're going to stop wishing your life away and enjoy
right.
While you're here.
Right.
I enjoy it when I get home.
that's true, man. It's like, King would say, happy birthday, Loopers. That's what Loopers, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what he's talking about. There's only one person's birthday in the loop coming up.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Jewel, but I can happy
holidays.
You know?
Oh, happy holidays.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. Since somebody mentioned
it, I do want to say. Real quick, before I get my big brother, my cousin down in North Carolina, I know he's probably listening. Happy birthday, Jamal. All right, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And I do want to give a special happy birthday shout out to Sharon, you know what I mean? She had a little get together last week, Saturday. I couldn't make it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody I know was in the hospital. And, you know, her birthday, I think it was last week. Wednesday or something like that, you know what I mean? Shout out to Diva Status, you know what I mean? You know, she definitely doing her thing, and everybody look at her page, man, you know, because they going hard over there, man, you know, putting out a lot of good material. So, I'm going to send it to you with that one. Hey, how's your week, partner?
My week was cool, like yourself. It was a short work week for myself, you know, after Wednesday. Thursday. You know, obviously my bad. Obviously Thursday was Thanksgiving. So, you know, brother had the day off, so I said, fuck it, I'm on the big Friday off too. You know what I mean? So I've been off since then. Thanksgiving. We're about to get to the house. Thanksgiving was in a few few minutes, about to segue to that right now, because I don't have my week, because there's too much going on in my week last week, so I'm about to segue to Thanksgiving right now. Mr. Sam. But yeah, my week was cool, man. Like I just said, man, the week was a short week, work week for me. Always look forward to those. You know what I mean? Like you say, man, Monday, you're like, oh, damn. You know, it's a short work week, so you're looking forward to it. Now you're counting down. Exactly what you said, man. You were spot on what you said, brother. You know what I mean?
You
won't
know
what
you
said. Exactly. I damn sure was. You know, I've counted down since last Sunday because I knew the week was going to be short and everything. So, it was cool. You know, Thanksgiving was Thursday. Thanksgiving was cool. But it wasn't the same because, you know, my father-in-law, I went to the hospital and everything Thursday morning. He's good. He had to have a little surgery done, unexpected. So it wasn't a thing in my in-law's house, though, because he just called the turkey and everything, you know, and blessed the food. He wasn't there to do it. So that left his all his children there to do it. Because even, you know, his wife, my mother-in-law, was in the hospital visiting him at the time. So all, it was like the next generation was there holding the fort down. It was good, though. The girl was on point. Ate good. You know, belly was real stuff. Had some mac and cheese, my peas and rice. I'm trying to think what I had. Fried turkey. That was on point. Had some greens. Some yams. I ate good, man. I definitely was stuffed. Then I went, you know what I mean, to my people's crib, my house. You know what I mean? She threw down. You know, I took a plate to go. You know, I was already stuffed. So I, but I ate that plate, I think, like 2 days later. Bust that down. Them yams always on point. You know what I mean? Shout out to Aunt Penny. She did that thing in the kitchen, huh? Aunt Kat and Aunt Jane. She, I think, the Big Rob put in the TV?
Big Rob? Yeah. I heard he did, but I don't know what exactly.
Mm. But definitely shout out to the fam, man. They definitely did their thing with that grub. And then Friday night, my sister-in-law came by the crib and cooked some food, because you need to do that like after everything's given. Come by my house and cook some grub. Made some turkey sliders. That shit's good, man.
Wow.
Yeah, like White Castle style, the sliders with the onions and the
little
bird. Yeah, the little bird was there. Throw them in the oven. Some shit's on point, boy. Nice, the rolls, the little wine rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice and buttery.
Real turkey.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I was ground turkey, you know, ground because I don't eat beef. You know, so, how y'all like that?
Nah,
I don't eat beef, so.
Ron's a vegan. I need
some more. I had to make a little store run. That's how I was at when we was on the phone.
Yeah.
I was in the store, had to go get my ground turkey because she had bought ground beef. She forgot I don't eat beef anymore. So I said, yeah, I went in on this. So I went and brought my own little meat. She cooked it up. And she made some lobster mac and cheese. That shit was good, too.
They got somebody going to see it, at least.
Yeah?
Yeah, my daughter told me about it.
Is that on point?
I had a regular mac and cheese because she was like, I don't know who eats what. Because they had shrimp mac and cheese, chicken mac and cheese, like it's a mac and cheese spot.
That's
because the people from my job, they always, you know, shoot over there. But I know it's on Stewart Avenue. I'm going fine.
Definitely have to check that out. So I did that Friday, and I did a little shopping. You know what I mean? Went and got my son some went got a Christmas gift. You know, I can't divulge what that is, but anyway, he may be listening. He may be watching the live. You know what I mean? You never know. You know, but if he ain't watching it live, he may end up catching it. So I can't divulge of what I went and got for the little guy, but definitely went shopping for him. Picked him up a few things or whatever, just to get him out the way or get him started. So that's what I did, man. So I did the little Black Friday shopping. Actually, Thanksgiving shopping, because it ain't Black Friday. Motherfuckers ain't shopping on Black Friday like that no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It, the essence is gone now. The stores is opening up to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's crazy because dropping out to Long Island, I drove down Sunrise Highway and I seen the lines for Target and Best Buy. The lines was crazy. So lit up, it was closed down outside on Thursday, man. I saw a brick of us out there on Thursday. Man, the lines was out there around the corner. I said, God damn, the thirst is real, huh?
Yeah.
It won't gonna be me. I went later on in the day, man. You know, I went like 7 o'clock to the store when the guys got out the way.
Target open at 5.
Yeah, Target open at 5, right?
And Walmart open at 5. It is cheap. Cause my mom, she went to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's where she got the TV.
Yeah.
And so they were there at 6, and she was like, "We there like a little before 6, and people are already walking around the store."
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, people probably let their family and whatever. I know I would.
Them door buses. That's the calling, right? Mm-hmm. Door buses. So that's how my shit went, man. How was your joint, B? How was your Thanksgiving, bro?
Nah, I'm straight, you know.
How you did it?
Hey, I don't really do too much, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I get older, less and less. So, you know, I just tell them about some videos.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Get a little bit of reading. Get a little bit of writing. You know what I'm saying? Get a little bit of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2018, you see them, they're going to be a little bit different than 2017.
Right.
But, it is what it is, man, you know? So, my thing is going to be certain, you know? I ain't got no food.
No, you need too much?
Yeah, nah, I'm not much of an eater anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bad because I was still down back in the day, but as y'all know, I lost a lot of weight. I have some diabetic conditions, you know what I'm saying? So, I do try to take care of myself at times.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say I ain't a diabetic, but, you know, I assure you I am. You know, you know, I'm definitely trying to do better, so. I'm not much of a big eater no more, you know?
But
right.
You know what? That's like, people don't believe it because
yeah.
You seem so healthy.
Yeah.
But, like me personally, now, you know I don't take care of myself at all. But when I'm around you, I'll still pay attention because you going to shock.
Yes,
I need to be aware that, you know, something ain't right.
Yes.
So, when somebody tell you they diabetic, don't take that shit lightly.
Because
it's life or death, for real.
Life or death, baby. So what about you, Big Ma? I know before you had told us the story, man. You know, I think at Interloop Radio, it's cool if you get to know our personalities. We've been in on here for so long. You understand what I'm saying? We've been on here for 2 years. Now, we don't, a lot of times we just touching with these.
Right.
So, earlier,
yeah, I told
when
you about
spoke about Thanksgiving, you told us a little slight story.
Yeah.
So, dive a little bit deeper into that.
Well, I'm not even going to dive into that because you know what? I realized lately, that's not even an issue anymore.
Mm.
I mean, I was like kind of off for the whole holiday season. Especially like when Black Friday hit, like back in the days, like I'm up on the roof, I'm putting lights up this and third. Now they be like, yo, put up the tree. I be like, nah, I'm not doing. I feel like, I don't know why. I'm not into it no more. But Thanksgiving, like as of late, nobody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Like my daughter, she goes to her mom's family house. You know, Jamari goes to his mom's family house usually. Or he might be home in the morning. He'll bounce out. And then my brother, he usually with his girl. So, and my mom, she makes the rounds. So it's like really nobody home. And even when I was still, you know, back with wifey, it was like, I don't want a lot of people around me. So she'll go out and do whatever, and I'll shoot to my mom's crib because I know ain't nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's just me. Back in the day, that was different. I got older. They say misery loves company. When I'm in a bad mood, I don't want to be bothered. I ain't trying to bring down y'all today. I'm just trying to live mine.
Yeah, you know.
But I had a good Thanksgiving, though, because I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah, mom cooked the ham. I know A-thing with that, but she cooked the ham. Ron cooked some vegan mac and cheese. It was actually good. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that fake cheese, I'd be like, I don't know, man. And ate damn near whole apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went to Love and Keys and got a caramel apple cheesecake. That
sounds good.
Yo, I got about three slices left. They might not make it through the night. For real. So, I mean, I got the stuffing. It's pretty good. But I'm telling you, Bob, Saturday morning, I ain't want to see none of that food no more.
Yeah.
Like, enough is enough. Can we eat some? Get some Chinese food. Let's get some pizza, anything.
We ain't leftovers until Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
And then y'all make another turkey.
You know, shout out to Cheyenne, you know what I mean? She said I'm lying about being diabetic, but like I said, I'll show you I am diabetic. Because sometimes the sugar be calling me. I try to explain this to people. Y'all ain't never had sugar call you to see yourself lucky. You know what I'm saying? I be driving about 7-Eleven and then you got donuts be calling me. You got some chocolate covered ring things that be calling me. Then you got the, the Twinkies with the chocolate on and stuff like that calls me. Maybe I don't get those same, I don't get crazy, but, you know, I get those crazy.
You know,
but,
me, I can love the gummies.
Yeah, exactly.
Fruit snack gummies.
You keep going in. Speaking of gummies, man, I saw the L, though.
Huh?
Speaking of gummies.
Dummies?
I mean gummies. That was a Freudian slip. Speaking of gummies, I seen the L, though. Y'all already know what the L is, right?
Yeah, that's your debate partner.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? I see this cat at like 4 o'clock in the morning. This cat, he don't even know who I am.
We've been corresponding with each other for like months. You know what I mean? And I walk right by him, and I've seen him a few times.
Well, he never seen you.
Of course he's seen
you. Oh, y'all speak in person as well?
No, we spoke once in person.
Okay, so he probably
forgot. And then everything else on the internet, you know, through email. This cat must have forgot my face, you understand what I'm saying? And I've been walking by him every, you know, a lot. And he don't see me.
He never say nothing. So, you know, I saw him. He had up his computer. He's still writing his papers about how the scientists are coming together to conspire against religious people and get rid of God. But he had gummies, man. That was the point of my thing. He had gummies at like 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Yo,
adults eat gummies at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. You eat gummies at 4 o'clock in the morning?
But I'll be up all night. It's so different.
Huh?
I'll be up all night. Yo, one time, no lie, I got the mega pack.
Yeah.
40 of them in there. 40 little packs in there.
Yeah.
They ain't making 24 hours.
Nah, I hear you. Also, let me ask y'all brothers this, man, before we go into a break, man. And we should do a poll about this. Are you an alcoholic if you drink before 12 o'clock?
No.
Does that make you an alcoholic if you, you know, you wake up and, you know, you feel like you want to drink?
No.
You got to drink like 8:30 in the morning. Does that make you alcoholic?
You old fashioned?
It depends on your schedule.
What you mean it depends on your schedule?
I used to work
this one.
Okay. Like me, I used to work 12 to 8.
Yes, sir.
So, let's say I get off at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to drink after work.
Yes, sir.
And I got a vibe with the crib. That's just catching a drink after work. That's not drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's like drinking 5:30 in the morning. That's like happy hour for me.
Come on, ain't no.
Why not?
Come on, man.
If you don't go to sleep 3-4 in the afternoon, 8 o'clock in the morning is like happy hour. You're just getting off work. You just
8 o'clock is 8 o'clock, man. You sound like the people that say it's noon somewhere.
It's noon somewhere, right? People who both at 9 o'clock at night.
Sunday.
They say it's the morning somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I know what time it is. I just don't give a damn.
G-Money Sack said, craving sensations of donuts, Twinkies, snacks of hungry, octomy. It means famished.
It means famished.
Yeah.
I mean, baby. But I know once some doctors told me I couldn't have it no more, that's when I was like, damn, I want them now. I want them now, Mr. Sands. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it's not really, you know, sometimes salt gets to me like that, but it's really, you know, it's the sweets. I can control it, you know, throughout the day. But then sometimes at night when I get tired and then all my strength and everything is, you know, wearing down, that's when I get weak, man. I could roll off.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's crazy. I'm not too pushing like that. I don't eat donuts. So I haven't had a donut in years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go into a bar like cakes and stuff like that. I don't, for some reason, I just can't. I used to, like, those desserts and stuff.
Yes, sir. I can't really go into a bar like that. You know, I can't, like, I've had a donut in years. You calling, man? Oh my god, man. You know what I mean?
Not, yeah.
Especially when I come back from the store. You already know what that means. I'm joking. But y'all... yeah. But since we talk about sweets, man, when we come back, we're going to get into Ray Allen, man. Oh. Y'all brothers think this kind of sweet? Or y'all think it is what he's saying? You think he's a classic case of being catfished? Or do you think this brother a little sweet, man? What you think, Ace? When we get back, we gotta get into it.
We're gonna talk about it.
I'm not gonna say what I think until I say what I think.
We're definitely gonna talk about it, man. Make sure y'all in that loop, man. Ray Allen talk is coming up, along with the NBA talk and the Derrick Rose thing, man.
Yes, sir.
We definitely gotta get into it, man. It's all tied into one.
Yes, sir.
Get in the loop, baby.
Yeah.
Cause you can't knock the hustle.
Ain't nothing but game there. I remain without fear. Keep the lane clear. And the cast is all about scratch. Remain here. On top of this metropolis. My name's like a square. Dropped off every tear. Now y'all from Twitter J. Heard it the other day. Through the mist. Everybody scripted. We gotta hear you every night. But we get the life. Tight to dig. The deep cast to live with. The beat goes on. Every day is a
100. The heat grows on. Funny thing happens, you get to chase the money and pose. And the only thing worse is getting old, not getting old. Niggas stay low, like 6'4s with shit and goals. And watch for hoes with form fitting clothes. And I hope to shine. See many wrinkles and enough memories to last you two lifetimes. Can't knock the hustle. Touch gun, pull an 80 out of incline, purse or bus gun. If we skating through the night to the lights and trust something, when I get home, then it's on. Girl, just crack the shade legs like grade A tags. Love the way you behave and beg. Moan turns to holler the streets as we zone like a college team. Then they can hear you from Harlem, Queens, like with me. Took this up a lot of things, kicks in your ear, kicking through, cause you got how to ring, but you know how to scream. Friends told me dizziness, remind the freak you, stay out my busyness. Trips to LA with no luggage. Came back with six bags struggling. In first class, if my ass is trash, champagne spilled on me. Stay still warm on me.
Everything you get, you got the world all for it. shake your hips, you don't stop.
This nigga's packed the clip,
keep on.
Coming with that OE boot, met the cab, put the niggas back in after you. I'm lifted, bro. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections. I get that ass stuck like glue, huh? No question. I'll be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet get, and niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark in these cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man. I'm a method man. Baby, accept it. Utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my chalk.
Welcome to my center. Let me seal it deep in a placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap shit sold. And when my Mac come low, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up. Cause hoes is irritating like they hiccup. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot.
Niggas won't even stand next to you.
Niggas touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head. Or motherfuckers dead. You thought so.
Yeah. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Uh-huh. And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hip, you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome back to In the Loop Radio, YakRadio.com. I mean, we're still here. It's your man Ace, right here.
The live, bitch.
Still hop along, man.
Right.
I got 1 foot, and that's all I need to put in your ass.
It's time for that NBA talk for y'all, you know what I mean? But we're going to talk about Walter Ray Allen, Mr. Jesus Shuttlesworth. A retired NBA star said he's a victim of catfishing and asked a court to throw out a case in which he is accused of stalking someone he met online. Allen filed an emergency motion in Orange County, Florida on Tuesday, one day after Brian Coleman told the court he was being stalked by the 10-time All-Star and 2-time NBA champion. Allen said Coleman is the one who was stalking him. Coleman pretended to be a number of attractive women interested in Ray Allen. Read the motion filed on Allen's behalf. Ray Allen believed he was speaking with these women and communicated with them. Catfishing refers to a person who creates a fake profile on social media to trick someone. The song came in common usage from the 2000 documentary Catfish that, and later into an MTV show named the same Explored Online Dating.
Catfish stuff.
Huh?
Mail.
The dude from
Little
Dig.
Who? Martin Mail, yeah, he got Catfish too. He's still a lead, ain't he? Ray Allen's attorney released a statement saying Allen took a legal action in an effort to end threats against him and his family, and that Allen was the victim of an online scheme to attract money and embarrass him by someone who appears to be troubled. And the filing, Allen said Coleman threatened to reveal details of the conversation and that the sides eventually struck a deal to keep everything private. Allen said that the deal has been violated and that Coleman has continued to harass him and his family through several social media accounts. He posted about Ray Allen's wife, children, Ray's dog, Ray's home, Ray's wife's restaurant, and numerous of their personal items, the motion read. Coleman not only posted about these things, he would actually post while physically located inside Ray Allen's restaurant in Orlando, and he would make sure that he knew tagging Allen and his wife on them posts. Wow, this cat went in on Ray Allen, man.
He ain't got no case.
What the court said, damn catfish is crazy, you money stack. Shout out to Nemesis, 575, that shit is wild. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Did y'all believe this shit that's going on in reality? Obviously, there's something happened, and it came to some kind of agreement. Because there was some hush money, but
yeah.
Something happened.
But exactly. You know what it is? Kevin Hart played it right. If you pay an extortionist, you're going to be paying for the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, I got you. Eventually, you want me to just go ahead and say, or like this senator over here that was bagging little kids like 20, 30 years ago. Now he's coming out with it. You know what I'm saying? Because he's running for governor. So then they went after the Democrat dude, like, man later. But it was already posted. It was like on the radio, it was on TV.
Right.
But now all of a sudden, like, yeah, you know, here's my will on us. If you pay an extortionist, you will always pay an extortionist.
Right,
they got you.
Got you.
Can't play with the devil.
Play no more, get taxes.
Oh.
Yeah, they got you.
I felt like this, man. You know, every week I tell y'all the same thing, man. Just be yourself.
Uh-huh.
If you be yourself, you can't be exposed, homie.
Right.
Listen, man, there's always something weird about Ray Allen, man. Even the way he plays games, son. You know, you know. Going behind picks all the time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Trying to score points. Behind, you know.
You're supposed to score points, man.
From beyond the arc. You know what I'm saying? Like his whole game was gay.
So what you said is that you think Ray Allen is gay?
You think stepping behind picks?
You think Ray Allen's gay?
You know, you shoot behind the arc. All types of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm joking. Listen, man. It is what it is. I think there's definitely more to it than what Ray Allen is trying to put off some catfish up.
Right.
You know what I mean? This guy know a little bit too much.
Right.
You know, how far can you get with somebody, you know, that you haven't been physical with? Like, how much can somebody know if that hasn't been physical yet, just off the internet? This person was posting pictures out here from inside of the restaurant. You understand what I'm saying? He just knew too much information.
Right.
You understand? So, to me, that makes it seem like something else went on. But what does this mean for Ray Allen? Does that mean that we look down upon Ray Allen? I still think he's a legend on the basketball court.
Like, you
understand what I'm saying?
But my thing isn't he a married man?
Yeah, he's a married man.
So why is he talking, allegedly talking to other females online like that? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. How the volume, Kim? I'm hearing there ain't no volume. The volume good now, Kim, or no? Man, we need to get somebody over there. I hear the volume now.
Yeah, man.
I hear you. How the
volume? What do you call it? Nimitz said it's blackmail.
It is.
G-Money Stack said it sounds like blackmail. Nimitz is up to that fuck paying extortion. You just get to it, whatever it is.
Listen, man, they say he got private emails and stuff like that, that Ray Allen sent them. Mm-hmm. Ray Allen wants that stuff. Why pay for this gag order? If it's out, it's out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Kevin Hart. And his situation is exactly what he's out. It's an effort.
I'm not saying
no. It's obviously something he's trying to hide. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know that he's cheating on his wife. Or the fact that he's, you know, he's in the market to cheat on his wife.
Right.
That information is out.
Right.
What more could there be in the emails that he don't want nobody else to see?
So the worst part is?
That's the gag order. You know what I'm saying?
He worried about losing endorsements and stuff. But Ray Allen don't really have no endorsements right now.
Yeah, he
all
does.
All endorsements he got is for, like, childhood diabetes or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And his kid is still sick. It's not, doesn't matter what kind of, how you treat his wife. That's why I don't understand public apology.
Right.
You ain't
see no
means. I
wasn't there.
Right.
G1 attack has an ultimatum and extortion shit is nuts. The underrated New York says this type of shit happens every day. You're behind.
Okay.
What came around say? Who said that?
Shot every day, B.
Nah, who said? Somebody said it. This is Captain J. Day. Who said that? Somebody said that shit, man.
No,
I forgot who said it. Somebody said it. This is Captain every day, man. My boy George got Captain. Listen, man, Ray Allen is no supposedly, man. That's what it sounds like. You know, he got caught up with some shit. Like you said, it got to be some real shit. He probably said new pics. He probably said all kind of shit, man. Probably said pics of himself, greasing up his bald head. He probably said all kind of bullshit to this cat, man. Thought it was a female and it was a dude. And the dude was like, got him. And he got him.
That's the point. Like, when you got caught up with somebody, when you misrepresented yourself some junk,
mm-hmm.
He thought you was a woman. How you gonna stalk him if he thinks you're a woman? How you got pictures in his wife's restaurant? So he's stalking you. I mean, come on. This sounds crazy.
Something more. There's more to me. Rewind to find, there's more to find, is what my man Lux used to say, man. And this is exactly what's going on.
Little
Lux, man. You got to rewind to find, there's more to find, man. You feel me? You got to rewind this to find, there's more to find, baby.
Let me just say, shit is real. He said, fuck that. They always double back on you, let it burn.
Exactly.
They do double back on you, man.
Yeah,
once they get that cash, they like, man, fuck you. I'm still going to this bullshit, man. Ain't no honor amongst thieves, man.
You're right.
You know?
That's why they thieves.
Exactly.
They had honor. They pay for the shit.
And Ray Allen got fucked with no Vaseline, man. Straight up. He got him. Now, listen, man. Shit is crazy, man. Ray, get your shit together, man. You're a married man. Out here, you got a beautiful body out here. On this funny shit, man. Get your shit together, brother. You know what I mean? Don't be online trying to do shit. Like, come on. But it's a paper trail. You know what I mean? When you know it's a paper trail, why you out there doing
some bullshit? Yo, I always be shouting these dudes out because I watch their show like almost like Jesus and Meryl. So they were talking about the Ray Allen shit, right? And they showed the picture of him and his family doing the childhood diabetes commercial.
Mm.
And they was all smiling and happy. And then they showed it later. And he was just looking all sad and upset. It's like, that's after she found out what the fuck he was doing.
She's going to stay, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man.
And she ain't went nowhere yet. I mean, Magic White stayed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're right.
Kobe White stayed.
Exactly.
I got some more. Shout out to G-Money Stacks and Nemesis, man. We love these brothers, man. These brothers definitely.
Yo, Nemesis needs to be a track, man.
Followers. Definitely friends and listeners to the show, man. He said, isn't that the same shit that happened with DJ Envy with the text messages with the random woman?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nemesis said, yeah, he probably did send some new shit. That won't count. He thought it was a chick, so the thing I would say is, why he act for dick pics? I wouldn't even go.
You see what I told y'all, man? Watch, this the old little trick from back in the day, man, when you admit the smaller lie. Cover up the bigger lie.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? The smaller lie is I'm cheating on my wife, and the bigger lie is, I might, you know, Me and my wife may like the same things. You understand what I'm saying? But shout out to my man Seth. He over here taking shots. We're going to get into that later, man. He said B Live said that G Herbo is spitting like Fab and Kiss. You know?
So
he
who?
Fell for the beat. G Herbo.
Who's that?
My man from the shot. You know
okay,
what I'm
okay,
saying?
Okay,
he
down
with, you know, Rico and them. You know? But that's not a topic for this conversation right now, Seth, but we're definitely going to get into that, man.
It.
You know? We're definitely going to get into that. We got a whole section for that.
My man Underrated said, leave the thoughts in the hood, Ray. They'll get you. You definitely got them, man. Definitely got it. G-Money Stack said, that's got to be a fucking coincidence. Listen, man. These cats, man. Listen.
I heard Ray Allen was weird, though, man.
Nah,
I heard after the games, the team used to go out, man. He used to always stay to the side and do his own little thing.
He probably did, man.
I know his mom. Wasn't his mom used to do
the
finals sometimes?
Oh, what?
What?
I think it was his mom.
It was his mom. She
was a throw down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She used to look, man. She used to be acting crazy. Somebody fouled Ray Allen, man. That's my baby. I used to hate when my mother did that during the game. You know, the umpire called a strike. That wasn't a strike.
You got the parents out there like, come on,
man. I used to hate that, bro.
But nah, yo, Ray, get your shit together, Ray. You know what I mean? Shut away, get your shit together. You know what I mean? You rep from Brooklyn, man. Coney Allen. Stand up. Get the shit together, man. Now, he ain't from Brooklyn.
I was just about to say that.
Come out the movie.
Shout out to Ray. He do his thing, man. Yo, definitely
still
a legend.
Play for UConn. That's my team.
You know? Which I got to realize, man, when we say stuff, we be joking. 95% of the times, we joking.
So for the games, man.
Yo, as you want to check, you watched that Burn a Snowball video yet.
Nemesis said, maybe he wants to make telling on him, he's married. Look at the other players that snitched on his man. Yeah, it's true, man.
We talk about Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe.
Kobe snitched on his man and got caught for butt rape.
Kobe, D'Angelo Russell. You know, there's some foul shit going on, man. Well, definitely do. Hopefully everything worked out for you, Ray. You know what I mean? Hopefully it worked out for you, brother. But we're going to transition. We're still keeping the basketball, man.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose. Played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He just signed a 1-year deal with them for $1.2 million. D Rose took the time away from the Cavs. And they say he's contemplating retiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got drafted in 2007. He's the number one overall pick by the Chicago Bulls. He said Derrick Rose is away from the Cleveland Cavaliers and sitting in the future playing basketball. He's tired of being hurt and it's taking a toll on him mentally, said a source with the Cavaliers. Rose is currently with an injured ankle. Rose has dealt with a variety of knee injuries since tearing his ACL in 2012. Rose has played in 237 out of the possible 412 regular season games. Rose thinking about pulling it quick, man. You know, I guess it is taking a toll on.
Yeah.
You know, not being a player that they used to being. He's still explosive, but he's not on that MVP level that he won. I think he won MVP in 2012.
It was a while ago, yeah.
But
I was surprised he stayed to play with the Knicks, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because, I mean, he was missing like whole years. He was coming for a couple of games for a whole year.
He missed a lot of time. He definitely did. You know, it's crazy because it says Derrick Rose will lose $70 million from his Adidas deal if he retires. He's reportedly considered retiring from the NBA, but his contract with Adidas could be in factor if in his decision. Rose will leave more than $70 million on the table over the next 6 years from Adidas if he were retired. Rose signed a 13-year deal for $185 million with Adidas in 2012. A lot of money, man.
Let me ask you a question.
His body can't hold up.
I don't know. I know you're not a sports lawyer, but if he don't retire and nobody picks him up, do you still get his money?
That I don't know.
From what I heard, I know like even up to this year, Jalen Rose never put in his time of retirement papers.
No?
He's been on leave for a decade. Never put in retirement papers.
Really?
Yeah.
He just stopped coming to work.
He
ain't got no team. Who going to pick him up? So, I mean, if you can pull that off and still get 70 mil,
Right.
I'm not putting my papers in.
I'm not exactly. I wouldn't either.
Oh, you're going to have to buy me out. You have to give me something. Give me a couple, like 25 mil, 30 mil. What's my man from Fox News?
Who?
The one that they gave 25 million to quit.
Who?
They were filling up everybody from Fox News. Fuck it, we do it live. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. That bum. From Levittown.
O'Reilly.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
They gave him $25 million to quit.
He not working
anymore. He lost his job, right?
He's still selling books.
He had some issue where I guess he got caught up where he was beating his wife. I believe was that the reason why he lost his job?
No,
sexual harassment shit. I think
a lot of sex. They was paying these women off.
Mm-hmm. So that they won't.
Was paying them off, paid over like $30-something, $40 million to a whole bunch of different women, and finally let him go. Like. And then they pay him $25 million, severance package. Go. Just go away.
Wow.
Right.
So, it's a lot going on out there.
He's worth a whole lot more than that. He definitely kicked off, you know what I mean?
He's good.
Exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sounds like it's a power thing. But, I mean, if you just want to fill chicks up, just to be filling chicks up, and you a super multi, go to the goddamn strip club or something, man. What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Is it really that serious? You really gotta just go broke chicks against their will? You a multi-millionaire. You finally got over $100 million in the bank. And you gotta go, President Trump is a billionaire. He grabbing chicks' pussy against their will. What is that?
It's a power thing, man. It's a control thing. That's all it is.
Man, listen.
It's a control thing.
He bugging. You bugging. Ain't no way in the world. Buy your own strip club.
Emerson said, yeah, Bill O'Reilly in the station was paying women off for the foulness he was doing. He cashed out regardless.
Yeah.
So here we go. So last January, 6 months after Fox News ousted its chairman amid a sexual harassment scandal, the network's top-rated host at the time, Bill O'Reilly, struck a $32 million agreement with a longtime network analyst to settle new sexual harassment allegations, according to two people briefed on the matter, an extraordinary large amount for such cases. Although the deal was not previously made public, the network's parent company, 21st Century Fox, acknowledged that it was aware of the woman's complaints about Mr. O'Reilly. They included allegations of repeated harassment and non-sensual sexual relationships and the sending of gay pornographic and other sexual explicit material to her, according to the people. Damn. You see what I'm saying?
What?
This is ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got people like the Bill O'Reilly.
But it's the same dude that's
you see what I'm saying?
Gay people shouldn't be allowed to get married.
Now, these are the same people that do all this talk, right? I remember probably one of the big old Bill O'Reilly's biggest things in the hip-hop community was when he interviewed Cam.
Oh, Cam.
Cam and Dame.
He was on the show with Cam. Cam, I don't think he was doing the interview.
Yeah.
I think he was also on the panel, and somebody else was doing the interview.
Oh, all right.
But Cam was like, I got you.
I remember because they had one where they invited him on the show with a dude from, I think it was from D.C., one of them high crime areas of Baltimore. One of those places, it was the principal. And the principal was saying that people like Cam and Dame Dash need to come to the community to be positive role models as opposed to, talking about the things that they talk about. And Bill O'Reilly was one of the main people that say that the rappers are basically bringing down the community by being a bad representation. Now, look at this. Who's the worst person now? You look at someone like Cam'ron, who never was, who never raped a girl that we know of.
But you understand how they operate, man.
And this cat, who never said anything about it, didn't put it out there.
Exactly.
But at the same time, this is exactly what he was doing. This is my thing about perceptions and reality with people.
But see, that's what I was saying. Again, I'm always going to bring it back to your boy because he's the worst hypocrite known to man.
Yes, sir.
So basically, he's talking about close the border, make sure every company has to make sure they're... Okay, let me make it quick. He said make sure every company has to at least attempt to hire American-born citizens first.
Yes.
Now, Mario Lotto, he put up an ad that was about 3 inches big in the paper. Ran it for 2 days, and then, nobody saying he was American, and then he just opened it up and hired a bunch of, immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're illegal, but the point is, But you always talking about don't let nobody in, don't let nobody in, don't let nobody in. But meanwhile, that's exactly what you're doing, because you know rich people rather be served by brown people than black people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you try to make that, you know, make them feel like basically like they got slaves. But right. Back to basketball. Derrick Rose definitely should just go ahead and wrap it up.
He was sending lesbian porn trying to get her ready. What? And G Money Stack said, oh shit, Monopoly with Bill O'Reilly. He picked on Ludacris when he did the Pepsi commercial, and Karma hit O'Reilly in the face like a sheet of ice. Nimbus is that in Vogue in the background with the emoji arm for muscles. Like,
that's real talk though, son. You know what I mean? That's why I say, son, like, yo, you really have to watch what the hell you say. And yo, that's one of the things I do take from the Bible, man. You know what I mean? It's not judging people. You understand what I'm saying? I know that was before the Bible, but a lot of people say that. Listen, don't judge people, because you never know what situation you're going to find yourself in this world. Even with bums that you see on the street, do not judge these people, because you don't know. 2018, that could be in your cards for 2018.
Exactly.
That could be in your cards for 2019. Then y'all go to church every single day, but don't read about Nebuchadnezzar. You understand what I'm saying? About people who was on top, then just went insane. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
was it Nebuchadnezzar in Rome, though?
What?
Was it? No, that was Caligula. My bad.
But this is what I'm saying, son. You know what I mean? Never judge people, man, because you never know who the hell you going to see on your way back. You could be the media too do this to you, son. They'll put you up. Look what they did to LeVar Ball, since we talking about basketball. Look at what they did. They knew that his son, you know what I mean, wasn't the goods. So you know what? They're gonna give you that. They're gonna say, all right, look at this black man. We're gonna make a fool out of this black man that's actually trying to show black people what really to do. You understand what I'm saying? But we're gonna put this guy up because we know that he's a fool, and we're gonna make a fool out of him and everything. So the next black people that's trying to come up and do the same thing, they're gonna look exactly like him. And we're never gonna give nobody else a chance to do it.
But
you understand what I'm saying?
He allows them to do it.
You're right, he did.
He goes out of his way. He goes out of his way to do it. And he makes sure that you got his name in your mouth.
Yeah.
He's gonna be seen. Now, how you feel about it is up to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't judge people. If I don't agree with you, I don't agree with you. If I don't like you, I don't like you. But as far as judging you, look, you do things your way, I do things my way. Remember what I told you before? Your normal is not my normal.
Right.
And it can never be. It doesn't mean that you're not normal, doesn't mean I'm not normal. There's no such thing as normal. I'm an individual, you're an individual. I don't like chocolate cake.
Right.
Don't make me weird. I just don't like chocolate cake.
Y'all definitely got to follow us on the Instagram, because the Instagram definitely, that's where the conversations go on, and you can follow with the conversations. We got great listeners, like Nemesis. You know, shout out to that brother, man. He definitely be doing a lot. You know, and shout out to my man G Money Stacks every single Sunday. He is on the check-in. Shout out to King Matushi on the check-in every week. You know, Sienna, she on the check-in. Shout out to Erica, she on the check-in. Shout out to all the people that's always on the check-in. These are, you know, the people that keep the show going, and this is the people that we do it for.
Exactly.
Feel me?
Yeah, rider.
Exactly. So the conversation definitely goes on over there. Enjoy. Join the conversation on Instagram, man, if y'all want Instagram.
That's my man, William Wallace.
Yes,
sir. He stays chiming in, showing
up.
Our nemesis said, talk to him. You never know what led to that person's situation or what's going on or what's headed your way.
Exactly.
The fact.
Could have been Hurricane Sandy.
G Money Stack said, media don't promote positivity, only negative bullshit that gets people hotter than catfish grease and chicken from the street.
You know why? Because that's what people watch. People love to watch other people fail.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
I never understand that mentality.
Y'all ever see that movie, The Night Stalker? Ask the people on there if they ever saw The Night Stalker. Is that Tobey Maguire, the crazy looking guy?
No, I never seen
White guy. He's a good movie, though. But what's
that?
It's basically this dude. It wasn't
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That's it.
It's them. Oh, Night Stalker.
Night Stalker. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was like the paparazzi
cameraman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
But they broke it down to him.
You remember, like, he was just looking for murders, looking for dead bodies.
Right. Exactly. And what she telling him? She was like, "Yo, the media don't care about black on, like, not really black on black crime so much, but they want to be scared. You know what I mean? So they was like, we're gonna show you that this could happen in a white community. This is what scares the public.
Right.
So that's the type of stuff that they wanted to show. You understand what I'm saying? And this is, you know, and I'm, you know, honestly, I'm a challenge all my readers. All my readers. Damn, you can tell I read too motherfucking too much. Challenge all my readers. I'm going to challenge all my people here. And I'm going to challenge y'all to do some little homework, man. Break down, and I think we can speak about this topic. You understand what I'm saying? Break down the actual shootings for white people as opposed to black people. And the numbers will definitely shock you.
I got something
That's
better.
That's all I'm going to say.
Google the man with the most guns in America.
Oh, wow.
Or watch it on YouTube. Pull it up. Yo. He's like, yeah, this is the gun the guy used in Vegas. He got guns all over his wall. He got a tank. He got all his bazookas, all this crazy shit, grenade launchers, and, you know, 50 cal gun. And he said, would you ever marry? He was like, yeah. He said, what happened to your wife? She died. He said, was she shot? He was like, yeah. You know, we only had, you know, we try to keep it safe on the range here. When people come here, they come to shoot. And so something about a ricochet, he know he killed her. Now he lives in his crib. Guns everywhere, guns in his bed, guns on the wall, guns in the desk drawer, guns. He got like, you know, some people make like a Cadillac backseat from the like the 50s to like a couch. And he live with two mannequin women, actual mannequins. Mm. He's like, they don't talk back. You're going to be on the news soon enough, watch him. So you need to see his face, learn his face, you see him in the building, walk out.
You're right. Keep your mind open, man. The point I was trying to make about, you know, definitely keep your head open, man. You know? But the point I was trying to make about that is this, man. Just actually look at the statistics between black people who's been killed by the cops and then white people who's been killed by the cops. And then look at the way the difference is that the way that these things are covered. And then, you know, you got to start asking yourself, do I care about the actual things that's happening according to the facts? Or am I allowing the media to make what's important to me? And then once you start looking at stuff like that, you're going to start seeing that a lot of things that we believe in this world cannot actually be justified with information. You understand? With actual data.
I want to take it a bit further. Yeah, definitely racism. It's definitely racism.
Yep.
I'm not going to take that away. But it's also a class thing, too. If you consider trailer trash, they say you got a meth lab in your basement or whatever. It's not necessarily the case. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's a lot going on. And another thing you should check out too. I've been checking out over my hiatus basically when I was trying not to walk too much around. On A&E they got Who Shot Tupac.
Oh yeah.
And that's on. Like it's really going into depth.
Did you hear the first episode yet?
They're gonna be on episode 3 on Tuesday.
Oh, damn, I missed the first
one. I think they're on episode 3 on Tuesday. It's real interesting. Like they talking to people that was actually there and just breaking down how they even talked about Christopher Darden. Like why wouldn't LA take the case? It's like, well, we can't really take because it happened in LA, but we gave them all the information we had, and they didn't even like consider Orlando Anderson because. At the time, what Vegas was trying to do was become like Disneyland, more family-oriented. So they didn't want to bring a lot of attention to somebody getting murdered in the streets of Las Vegas on the strip.
Right.
So they just kind of... But it's crazy. Like Tupac homie went back because he was there that night. But he wasn't there when it happened. He showed up afterwards. And the cop that was like the first to pull up on the scene was there. And they had a conversation about it. And when you see both sides, it's like... I can't really disagree with either of them. Because he's a bike cop. As far as he knows, he's there by himself, and everybody's just hopping out the car. And you got somebody, you know, just got shot up. He said, still got out the car, blood squirting out his head. He didn't even know he was bleeding. And then, so he said, Pop was on the ground, you know, he's bleeding everything. And he said, is there anything you want to say? Because he couldn't really speak. He said, he finally looked at me and realized I was dead because he didn't know I was dead. And he said, he looked at the cop and said, fuck you. And then he saw gurgling blood and he went to the hospital. So his last word might have actually been, fuck the police.
What's
Tupac? He said he looked at me and he finally realized it because he said he was like, he just like kind of fell out the car. He just blood everywhere. And he just couldn't, you know, he couldn't breathe, gurgling blood. And he finally saw it. He realized that because he didn't think, kind of like, I don't think he knew I was dead. And he finally realized then, you know, he wanted to get somebody to you know, a declaring statement. Do you know who did this to you? That's what he asked. Do you know who did this to you? And he just, he said, he looked me dead in my eye and said, fuck you.
Crazy.
Maybe, I don't know what the, I don't know what to make of that, but like the way they go into death is deep. Definitely check that out. Get a chance. A&E.
Money says that classism and racism are the reason people are segregated, emancipated, divided, which are under the separation category.
It's true.
Fact, brother.
Yeah, and, you know, I honestly think the biggest, the biggest illusion that the white man pulled on the black man, there's two. The first thing that they did to us was take away our history and make us believe that we're nothing but slaves. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that they did to take away from us. Then the second thing that they did to take away from us is to create this fake black culture. You understand what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a black culture. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people look at stuff that people do in the hood, and they try to say, oh, that's really being black. But that's not really being black. You understand? When you look at certain things and you say that this is only being black, then it's like you're limiting us to certain things when that's not the case. And when I was going back, to, you know, a classic case is W.E.B. Du Bois used to always talk about this. And that's the division that we have within our people. You understand? And one of those divisions is education. And some people basically separate themselves with education. When you get an education, sometimes you think you're better than other people from the neighborhood that you came from, because this education or this money that you're starting to make separates you from them. Right. Then sometimes the people who don't have that education, they look down, they look at you as if you think that you're better than them. So they treat you accordingly. So now it's like the people that you need help from, is now all of a sudden
you alienate.
Exactly. We're alienating ourselves on both sides. So it's like there's no help being done from each other. Everybody know me, man. I put education first. That's for me, besides for us sticking together, we're going to need education. And that means that we have to push education in our community. So what if you say somebody a nerd? How's that a diss? You're like, oh, this fucking nerd. You listen to this nerd? Like, how's that a diss?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not anymore. And the people don't say diss anymore either.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I understand what you're coming from.
Yeah, so, that's not our culture. That's not our culture. So when somebody that's actually out there trying to get education and trying to do better, it's like sometimes you get looked at as being a nerd. That's not the culture that the rap people put out there. That's not what people are looking at.
Right.
Sexual ones are very smart.
Hmm?
They're very smart. And if they haven't educated themselves in school, believe you, they educated themselves in the business.
Yeah.
And education, it's not always just... I mean, I'm not saying don't go to school if you have an opportunity. By all means, do.
Yeah.
That gives you an opportunity. Their libraries are bigger than the library in your hood. You know what I'm saying? If you can go to school, just to have that student ID, you can go to the library and you can read.
Exactly.
But understand, somebody wrote that book. So when you read that book, read the other book that disputes what they're trying to say. Because for every theory, there's somebody spending just as much time trying to prove that theory's wrong.
Right.
And then, you put it together and you'll find... It's just like when you listen to both sides of the story and you take it apart, you see what parts mesh.
Right.
Because he's way over here, but he said this, he said that. And then you work from there and you work your way out. Okay, well, he said this, that doesn't make no sense whatsoever. He said that makes sense. Don't let nobody tell you what it is.
Right.
Keep your open mind, because things are never, it's never what they seem.
Right.
It's never what they seem.
Nah, definitely, man. And
I don't believe I just said that out loud.
Before we get off the topic and go to our next thing, I do want to talk. I just want to say this, on a positive note, to leave on a positive note. And that's this, man. No matter what you do in this world, you're going to need some type of education. If that be a basketball player, if that be a rapper, somehow you're going to have to educate yourself on it. You understand? Education is the only thing that's going to stop you from people taking advantage of you. And education is something that absolutely gives you power. You understand what I'm saying? Before I actually knew about black history, and I knew about black history early because I have a brother who was telling me certain things since I was like 11, 12 years old. You understand what I'm saying? But there's been times and situations where you can hear people saying certain things and you're listening to them. Or a cop, if they pull you over and you don't know who you are as a person and they're treating you, you don't have the education or you can't communicate with them in a certain way, they could speak down upon you
and there's nothing that you can do about it. You understand what I'm saying? You feel like less of a human being. You understand? But when you have that education and you know your rights and you know what I mean, what you can say or what you can't say and all the stuff like that, you become empowered. You understand what I'm saying? And that empowerment, it basically carries over. You could look at a basketball player. A basketball player could go into a situation where they don't have any confidence in a bench. But at the same time, if they're confident in one thing, sometimes that confidence is going to pull over, you know, push over. So a way to confidence is education. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I put so much, you know, so much emphasis on education. Once you educate it, it's going to limit what people can say to you. It's going to limit what you will allow people to do to you. It's going to, you know what I mean? It's not going to limit the things that you can say that's possible for yourself. So the only way I can see it, man, or one of the ways, is through education, man. And you keep educating yourself. And it's not a white thing to be educated. It's not a white thing to speak, you know, in a way that everybody can understand you, to clarify yourself. That's not white. These are not white traits. These are traits of powerful people. Exactly. White people don't have a monopoly on traits.
I like that. You know, I caught it right.
White people don't have a monopoly on these type of traits that create successful people. You understand? Mm-hmm. And as black people, we all put through more. You understand? But at the same time, we gotta move. We gotta use that creativeness that the hood give us. That fight that the hood give us. That swag that the hood give us. You understand what I'm saying? All that stuff the hood give us, we got to use that to positive, right. For positive, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not be negative with it, you know?
Yeah, because it definitely be negative.
Blur it up. Think about it, son. We made Polo hot. Who made Polo hot? Who made Gucci hot for us?
Timberland.
It's us.
Timberland.
We making this stuff hot. We got to make our own things hot, son.
You know what it is, though?
Yeah.
We make it hot because it's expensive. Because you know how I know? I used to be about that. I used to want to buy, I don't know if you remember back a couple of days when I posted the picture with the Avirexes.
Yeah.
So my mom and my cousin. You know, I just wanted to have anything. I just wanted to have anything. You know what? You learn a lot when you can't just go getting everything. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I'm be like, I just want to go to the mall and make my own t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? I be liking my t-shirt. Make comments on my t-shirt.
Right.
So good. It's not about buying Louis. It's not about buying $400 Jordan. And I got big feet. I'm not even trying to hear that.
That's the problem. A lot of people got that black misconception. You know what I'm saying? They get caught up in the hype and everything. And the glitz and the grammar. And, you know, just because you're spending more money, that means you're better than that person. I don't mean a damn thing.
Sorry.
You know?
Yo.
And I've seen photos, you know, comparison. It'd be a picture of somebody like, a picture of
Nicki Minaj,
a regular black person wearing Jordans and Gucci, and you know what I'm saying? And then it'd be a person, a picture of somebody like Bill Gates rocking a regular button down shirt with a tie.
You see what
worth more money? You know what I'm saying?
You see what Zuckerberg wears?
Who?
Zuckerberg. Exactly. He was wearing like a hoodie or something, right?
Yeah.
This is what I say, man. If you want to know who makes the least amount of money, see who dressed the best, baby. See who dressed the best. See who's driving the best cars. That's who you know who's making the least amount of money. You go through the projects, son. You know how much gold in the projects? How many Gucci's?
You want to hear something funny, though? Yeah. Or some real... Because, you know, I'm open book. You know, I used to go hard in the strip club sometimes back in the day. If I walk in there and I got bread... I'm not wearing nothing special.
Yeah.
Sir.
For what? I'm buying the flat dance. They know I got dough. I'm like, only everybody else to know I got bread.
I'm sitting there with a gold chain on and...
Everybody else know I got bread. You gonna pay me a flat dance with your chain? Oh, another thing I wanna bring up to it. It's another show I'm watching. Ron put me onto it. It's on Netflix, I think, or something. It's, underground or something like that. And so they just showing like them busting people for like they were doing people, you know, coyotes bringing people into the country, you know, different trades. So they started going into counterfeiters, like, you know, fake Gucci, fake Fendi, fake Chanel. Yo, they got task force. Actual task force hunting these dudes down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who are they hurting? Who are they hurting? They busted this dude for selling fake Tide. Because he was selling like 5 gallon or 7 to 10 gallon drums of fake Tide for $45, right? They post the cost like $150. Why are you trying to make somebody pay $150 for detergent? And you gonna put this man in jail? They got a whole task force, like it's like their job is just to find.
Yeah, it's serious.
Yeah, it's
a $1 million business.
Yeah, it is. You know, they feel like they're hurting the regular consumers. I'm assuming, you know, they feel like they're hurting the regular consumers.
Do you know what they buying? Well, I mean, come on.
Some people walk around fronting like it's real.
If you bought your Fendi bag from Mufasa on 125th, it's not real. You knew that when you bought it. Yeah, I mean, your friends might not know. But
that's what I'm saying. That's not the perception that they give out, though. They rocking it like
they
ain't rocking.
They stole it.
Exactly.
2017, come on.
They ain't rocking like they giving out like that is fake. They rocking that is real.
Yo, you got your Michael Kors bag at the Slauson swap meet. You know it wasn't real when you bought it.
Did you wear fake stuff? Did you wear counterfeit shit?
Back then, no.
What about now?
Now we're whatever. It's not even about fake. I got these things from Kohl's. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's not fake.
Nah. I wouldn't play myself about nothing fake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just rock something ready.
Yeah, I just rock. These are, what are these, Levi's or something?
What's some jeans called now? Boatman? Them Boatman jeans, right?
What's that?
these jeans that go for like $1,000.
Come on, man. Remember the Iceberg t-shirts, $90?
Man, get out of here.
Come on, you
make
$90 for Iceberg t-shirt.
Exactly. And shout out to Kima. She said Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg are multimillionaires and dress like they shop, like they shop at Walmart.
Yeah.
But they have investments and businesses. And
they probably own Walmart. They just take stuff
that somehow well-dressed asses can't even envision. She is 100%
correct.
Right.
I know,
because
I mean,
come on. You're absolutely right.
No, but we're going to end this section. What are we getting into when we come back?
Come back. We got to get into Lil Rap. Hell up in Harlem, man. Cam and Mace.
Yeah.
We got to talk about these two CDs that dropped on Black Friday. Uncle Murder, the Lenny Grant story, Don't Come Outside. And the Jada and Fab finally dropped the long-awaited Friday on Elm Street. What do y'all think about it? Did it live up to the hype?
I'm going to
talk about it, man.
What's up
with Harlem, man?
I'll get one.
It's Hell up in Harlem.
You know, you got T-Rex. You going up against my man, you know what I mean? K-Shine and T-Rex battle.
You know what I said? Well, like I said is this. I said, yo.
Oh, yeah, that's my man.
Ice.
But yeah, man, everything going down in Harlem, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on out there.
I'm going to get into it when we come back.
We're going to get into it, man. I'm going to take
it. Well, I get one, two or three tracks.
You know what I mean?
Two or three tracks.
About two or three tracks. We're going to be right back.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Gotta know that. yo, they coming at my head.
Please,
my blood pressure is building.
Once, bitch, I leave you in the leather bag. Look what you in the Uber pool. Got you hella
tongue, my Beretta cock. She tears told me tip, Leah, let her rock. Lucky I rang, bitch, I usually forget to knock. Trying to stop my shine, I ain't having it. Reaching for the crown, couldn't handle it. Ain't nobody took the style, now you swaggerless. Yo, move on, bitch, you dragging it. You ain't copping far as mine, you dragging it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Inlet Radio, YakRadio.com. Sunday Funny, you know how we do. It's your man Ace right here.
You already know it's the livest.
It's, Mr. Lamont T. Gaston.
Big Mon.
The first.
Big
happy,
Mon!
Oh, happy birthday, Elliot. Got you.
Elliot Spitzer, what up?
Here for y'all, like we said, man, it's hot.
Yo, my man Ace and, over there, my man Ace over there, so cold, he was doing the Harlem Shake, he's like,
like you said, man, it's hot, and it's hell up in Harlem right now.
Yeah.
Beef is definitely brewing and stewing. Killer Cam and Murder Mace is going at it. We all know Killer Cam been throwing shots at Mace for years now. Mace left the camp back in the late 90s. Cam said it's hot here, Mace ran to Atlanta. He said that one of his old rhymes. Cam just dropped a new album, which I'm hearing is pretty fucking dope. The Program. Yeah, that him. I'm hearing some real good reviews about that shit. I ain't hear the whole thing. I heard a few tracks. So far, what I heard, I'm liking what I'm definitely hearing from Cam'ron on The Program. But on his first, DJ Castle, what's poppin', brother? What's good, man? You already know, man. Love is love, brother. Definitely friend and family to the show, man. You're definitely family to the Yak Radio, Street Watch Radio, Casting Brothers, every Saturday from 3 to 5 on these airwaves. DJ Castle, Breezy Obama, and that guy Var. The brothers do their thing over there.
Yeah.
They putting out some real funny skits right now, too, man. I'm just funny as hell. I like the one about the Haitian parents after they come to the door. That shit had me in tears, man. I watched that shit a few times, yo. Word. Definitely shout out to them brothers over there, Street Watchers. But The Program, I'm hearing some real good reviews about it. Like I said, I ain't listened to the whole thing in its entirety. Be live, you said it was an official album.
Yeah.
So I definitely got to give it a listen. But he, on the first joint called It's Killer, he dropped some joints about Mace once again. And I guess Mace got sick and tired of it and dropped the diss record. And that diss record went viral on Friday, on Black Friday, and everybody was, and their mama was talking about it. And that shit is fire. I ain't even gonna front.
Let's see if I can get
he got in, he got in Killer ass, man. I fuck with Killer. I like Cam, man. You know what I mean? I fuck with Killer hard body, but he got Mace got in his ass.
That wasn't it, sir.
Mace got in him. Mace got in him.
Giving you another opportunity.
G-Money Sex said, ground beef of two men from Harlem. The Program by Killer Cam just came out. So, sound like to me, G-Money Sex and his publicity stunt. That's what it seems like. You know what I mean? He said, deja vu. I said, it could be yours for publicity. You know, we all know how brothers do when they got an album coming out. They like to stir excess beef or they like the propaganda and the whole publicity of everything, you know what I mean? The hype, you know what I mean? To give it more buzz, to keep the album going. Because you only got about a week or two at the most, in the album that ain't being talked about no more.
I think I got it.
So, it could be. But I think there's some genuine dislike there. And hate there. Animosity between the two brothers. You know what I'm saying? Then Killer Cam
Drop this joint.
Yeah,
I ain't here
dinner
yet.
Dinner time, right?
Huh?
Yeah, dinner time.
Yeah, I got them both right here. I got them both right here.
Kill it.
Which one you in first?
Play the Mace joint. Mace joint came out first.
In the same drama, Dame told you do this shit and you don't see Dame karma. K9 on your ass, nigga, no distractions. Pussy nigga wearing pink, guess he think he matches. I'ma paint the picture, let the niggas make the caption. Fuck bars, I'ma tell niggas what really happened. You hear this phone, you know the Mac is in my seat. You see exactly what I see, you know my rap is not for free. You send them pussy niggas to the hill to trap me in the beat. Is that what you singing? Ain't gon' be no backup, bitch, with me. I chew that nigga to my teeth first. Don't even hit the weed first. Cause you used to say I'm blessed and I ain't even much sure that God don't even need no research. Hands filthy, hard, guilty nigga like me need church. Tags know you as a nigga that's been on the rock. DC Chris only know you the nigga they shot. OG niggas don't have no history with you on the block. And everybody seen the footage you got. Ever since 10, you was a thirsty nigga. I ain't gonna talk about the time you fucked your sister. 2002, you lost 50 pounds, ulcer in your liver. Now you trying to sell niggas liquor. Nigga, you always play the sucker part. Where was all that Rico shit when you left Jim and Rucker Park? Matter of fact, I'm on a true life chain. But let's get back to that smack and that true life chain. Damn, bro. Man, the whole fucking land knows. After that 50 shit, you moved to Orlando. You had the nigga Jim on the radio. Where the cam go?
Where the cam go?
We all understand, though. You're not really built for this shit. You're not ready to kill for this shit. But no regret. You gotta live for protect to get murder respect. Nigga, are you in? You dipped on a set. I'm a fucking cough in the swine flu. You can outrun who?
Somebody gonna piss the pass off.
Yeah.
The niggas done pissed the pastor off, man.
That was, wow.
We gonna take him to church.
You thought he said what now?
Trying to come to me tonight.
They done pissed the pastor off, baby.
You remember how well you used to sing it?
He is a crack.
I can't sing that song. Young man looked at him and said, why? You can't sing it.
Why?
You know what he told him? Since you saw me last.
Something happened to me. Time to get the church crew. Ooh, I'm just down to all. I'm off with that dope. Brother Luck, get your coat. But I only go for the throat. I'm a sinner. I want to smoke. You enough with up a door. I'm ready for war. I ain't got a sister. Only sister I fucked was yours.
Yeah.
I know the bars off the program touch you. How you mad at me, though? You let Mr. Lloyd touch you.
Oh.
Do what you must do. Me, I'm getting my just due. But who you talking tough to? Blinky just snuffed you.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck you. He seen it no binoculars. Passed you the 50. He was single popping it.
Okay.
They took it back like a fly bitch that was popular. You're 42 still saying.
Ain't no stopping.
You know my deals. Lick a movie and flashy kicks. How you talking deals? Your last deal was 96.
Yeah.
Your flight booking. Talking us out of crooked. Man, I don't steal if I take time. No fabrication, we're winning. See all these people you're spinning. I'll take it to the beginning. What Corey Wright gaps you? Baby man gaps you. I open here, slapped you. You still gave me that too. That's when I asked you. Murder was the verdict. You said,
not so, Tim. I feel like I deserved it.
What kind of shit is that? Nigga, you a queer. My crib in Orlando, I had that for years. Before they gave you the bid. You know exactly what this is. I got homes for you. I hustle where you live. Man, from my building, nigga. Who you getting waiting on? Two Daisy baby going on that water, not Avion. I'm singing a singer, Jay. Look, he gon' play you on. Carmelo took the la la. Me, Mill took his baby mom.
Oh,
and let the church talk. No, it ain't a game, I said, wrong with the stainless. And you know my clothes, nigga, I ain't making things. And you my brain strong, well, leave me brainless. So when you wanna be that nigga.
Yeah,
somebody pissed the pass off.
Don't
who done pissed the pass
you.
Off? Can't piss the pass off, man. Like we said, man, it's hell up in Harlem.
You know what I mean?
In Harlem.
Somebody
you know,
pissed the pass off.
I don't condone violence, yes, but sir. I love hip hop. BB being out the best.
Yeah,
it's for real.
Fact.
And, yo, if you can keep it lyrical and you got bars, yo, come on, there's nothing better.
That's what I say, man. If I was battling
the
somebody.
The fact that Stan and BDP, whatever, it's nothing better, fam. I love it.
Wow. Just keep it bars. That's what battle rappers be saying. When people get too close, they're like, just keep it bars.
Because you know they know each other.
Just keep it bars. You hear me? Keep it bars.
They got a lot of dough to each other. The two brothers. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure they got a lot of dough to each other. They go way back to the childhood days. And apparently, Mace left a message on Cam'ron's post.
Yes, sir.
Mace said, you still my brother. If you would like to be, this was just for bragging rights. Hashtag Mace, hashtag the Oracle. Cam'ron replied. He added Mace on his post and said, yeah, this was fun. You still my bro, too. Glad I get to brag. LOL. So when you leaving Harlem again? Tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Like I said, man, yo. Because, you know, like I said, when I saw him in that damn Levitar joint, and they asked him, what was his favorite beef? And he said 50 because it was just lyrics.
Right.
He's like, we were going back and forth, but it was like nothing was going to happen. He was like, you know, with Jay and Nas, a little more personal. He said nothing happened, but it was a little more personal. He was like, with 50, it was just music. He said that was his favorite beat.
You got a right to be nervous. Have some courtesy, Curtis.
Yo, I think both tracks were tough, but if I got to choose one, to say one was better, I got to go with Bethesda, man.
That's
And a lot of people saying that. A lot of people saying that Macy was better. He's always the person that drew blood first, then most of the time they shit is better, right?
Yes.
The reply is never the same, man. You know?
It's not, because it's like you had time to go back and think about it and respond. You know what the difference is between Ether and Takeover?
Mm-hmm.
Ether was a whole song.
That's right.
Takeover was like a verse. He went at a few people, but everybody was talking about how he went at not, and it was just a verse. So it was like, and then, but Jay had no comeback for Ether.
Nah, he definitely didn't. Yeah. What's the name of stuff, though, the Takeover? That was hard. Not the Takeover, what was it? The one who's like, when the grass is cut, the snakes will show. I got to thank the little homie Nas for that, though. That joint, it was a dun dun. Not that. You know which one I'm talking about, man.
I don't know.
It was like, when the grass is cut, the snakes will show. I gotta thank the little homie Nas for that, though. And then,
I know when you said that, though.
That's a whole voice song as well.
I played a couple weeks ago, and he was like, he said about Jim Jones, you can't keep up with the Joneses. And he said something about Nas. He said, but I got sprung after Ether. Jay went in on Jones. Jay did go in on Jones.
Jimmy.
I think.
Next week I'm doing all beef records.
So hearing what you just heard, who's is better?
Just now?
Yeah.
I ain't heard the whole thing yet. I ain't gonna lie. That's the guy.
For now.
I gotta listen to it again.
What you think, B?
Pray for Jimmy.
I got Mace, man.
I definitely see Mace did his thing, son.
Right.
No, especially off the, you know, that element of surprise that he did with it. Mm-hmm. Wasn't anybody expecting that. We knew that Mace, he was throwing shots at Mace for years, man. Yeah,
another thing, too. Like, he had years to build this up.
Exactly. But, I mean, Mace is flowing, son. You got to get that to him. Like, the more you listen to it, the more he definitely got into it. So, I would say round one, I definitely got to give it to Mace, man.
Yeah.
Murder Mace. That's his name, Murder Mace?
Yeah,
Mace Murder?
That's the call, yeah.
Why everybody from Harlem got a murder in their name?
Murder
Moop.
Well,
Murder Killer Cam, you know what I mean?
I think I got to go with Mace shit too, man. Cancer was tough to rock. I think Mace shit was a little better.
Yes.
He was. Happened on Black Friday. Also on Black Friday, hip hop community was blessed with some real good gifts once again with two dope albums by Jadakiss.
Yeah.
And Fab called Friday at Elm Street, which is long awaited. They were talking about putting this album together for the past few years, and they finally did it and dropped it on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Huh? You know what I mean? So They got some dope tracks up here that I'm feeling. What's that Tiana Taylor joint they got called Talk About It?
You been talking about that Tiana Taylor track.
That shit's tough, man.
Oh, man.
It's deep. Because you listen to what they talk about, they talk, it's some real content in that, man.
Talk About It.
Exactly.
You like that song.
Some real content in there. It ain't that mumble jumble that, you know, that, what they call it? That,
mumble rap.
Mumble rap. Mm-hmm. It's real content, real issues that's going on in the community. That these brothers are touching on. Crystal Trap. Dope. And they got Tiana Taylor on it. Huh?
I'm going to sit down and
you got to check it out. You got to check it
I'm
out.
Not coming, I will not come back in here next Sunday if I haven't heard both of them.
Nah, you got to hear it. That joint is tough. The intro that they got, Fab and Jada intro is tough.
That's so crazy.
Stand up joint they got, Future is hot.
Yeah.
You know, my man from Westbury, my man Bookie said they shouldn't have Future on it. They should have got somebody else on. They should have kept it strict in New York. The theme music, we all everybody heard that. They've been I think that's a single that is being played heavy in rotation. I like the song Ground Up. It's tough. Fab and Kiss. Soulful, but Fab and Kiss is tough. Principles.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Talk About It. All About It with Prince Montana. That's a nice track. The Operate joint with Swiss is tough. Nightmares Ain't It Bad by Fab, a solo joint by him. Ice Pick, we got a classic Styles and Jada. We know how they ping pong, how they always do. They did that on this joint called Ice Pick. Stand Up Remix with Fab, Kiss, Future, Yo Gotti, and Jeezy is a nice track also. So
I slept on Jeezy when it first came out.
I did too. He's a lot better. A lot better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be a one-hit wonder.
Go crazy. I'm like,
yeah, he was in a group before that. They was in that group, remember?
I remember that. Franchise Boys, was that
them? Like Lost Boys, some crazy shit. They was part of Bad Boys.
One of them. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
He went solo and did the same.
Four, three, four, five, one of them. They was out for a minute.
Yeah, they had a little
Laugh at Taffet. That was them?
Nah, that wasn't them.
All
the songs sound the same. Laugh at Taffet. The Franchise Boys. Lean with it. Rock with it. That's when the A was on point.
But I'm feeling this album, man. But you heard the album.
A Town.
You did the whole thing?
Yeah, I heard it.
What'd you think?
You already know I done did.
What'd you think?
I mean,
keep it up.
I'm going to keep it, you know, hey. I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I'm keep it real with all of y'all, man.
You live up to the hype.
Nah, I ain't live out to no goddamn hype, son. Come
okay.
on. Come on.
How long have we been talking about this album?
A long time.
A long time. You know what I mean?
2 years now.
It's 2 years,
probably.
We been talking about this album two DJs ago.
Right? I think it was Jay Six was still here.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said.
Or the Mueller.
You get my jokes, man. 2 DJs ago. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we waited for at least 3 years for this.
Right.
Now, I get it. Put it like this. I'm going to be real with y'all. My expectations were different.
Mm-hmm.
My expectations was I was expecting to hear damn, that fat, you know what I mean? From the DJ Clue days,
mm-hmm.
I was expecting to hear the locks of Jada from back in the day, where, you know, just straight up bars. That's what I was expecting.
Knock yourself out.
But they put together a good album. That's what I would say.
You think it's rough, Robert Jada?
Exactly. That's the Jada I was looking at. But they put together a good album. And when I say a good album, I mean the songs flow together. They had different concepts on the song. It wasn't just straightforward. It wasn't gun bars or gun bars and speaking gangster. And they're old, exactly. So from that standpoint, I will say that it did not. You know, from that point, just straight up bars, I would say I was disappointed. From a bar standpoint, I was disappointed. But from a song standpoint, I think they did their thing. And from a point of them being nice on the mic, showing the fact that they could rap, you know what I mean, their schemes and stuff like that, I think they did a good job. But from a straight-up monster standpoint, when you looking for bars, when you looking for, you know what I mean, just straight-up, when you talk about Jason and you talk about Freddy,
right.
you want them to murder the mic.
Right.
That's what you're expecting. Right. My name is Jason Murphy Freddy.
Right. So you don't think they murder the mic. You don't think they murder the mic.
That ain't his name.
Jason's name is Jason.
Jason, exactly. What's Fab's name?
Fab. I don't know.
Fab name. He got the same name as a boxing trainer, son.
Yeah.
John David Jackson. That's his name.
Like that, yeah.
An old school boxer, John David Jackson. That's Sergey Kovalev, old man.
So you don't think that they bodied?
I don't think it was Jason and Freddy. I think it was probably, if this was a horror movie, It wouldn't be Jason versus Freddie.
Because
this is kind of soft, you know what I mean?
Is it soft?
So if I, nah, I wouldn't even say that. This shit was probably like Silence of the Lambs. You know, it was a good movie, but it wasn't a slasher. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't gonna name a slasher. You know what I mean? Hannibal ain't Jason and Freddy. You expect him to do and then the intro.
Yeah.
And then anytime Jason get on the mic, you get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you expect him to get on the mic and murder it. They wait. I don't think he murdered it. I don't think they murdered it.
I think they both came off on these tracks, man.
Yeah,
I didn't hear Wack Grace on either verses.
Yeah.
And you know, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I think Fabulous came off more than Kiss did.
Different style.
Right.
Different flow. Depending on what you like.
Yeah. I think he came off more than my man Kiss did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the album was tough. Is it gonna be a classic?
You got the axe about it. I don't think it's gonna be this.
We don't know if it's gonna be a classic or not. You know, I guess the time go on.
Come on.
Maybe.
First time you heard The Chronic, what you think?
The Chronic was tough.
Classic. First time you heard it was written, what you think?
It's tough.
First time you heard Ready to Die, what you think?
It was tough.
Exactly. We know classics. Illmatic. Illmatic. I said it was written. Illmatic. The first time you heard it, classic.
Mm-hmm.
You know a classic when you hear it, son.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't overthink a classic.
So you don't think?
Which one? Oh, no, I remember that. A classic, of course. You know what I mean?
From the first intro.
Exactly. Doggy style.
So you don't think this
classic
is going down in history?
Nah. Not with them. No way. Never. Nah. Not today.
I think
it's 40
for them.
It is.
It's
nice.
So scale from 1 to 10, what'd you give it?
Scale to 1 to 10, I'll probably give it about a 7. About a good 7, 8. Seven. About a 7, 8.
Seven,
8. So what about you, Ace?
I give it like an 8.
All right.
You know, I definitely give it a good 8.
Yes, sir.
You know, a good 8, yeah. I definitely give it a good eight. Now, Uncle Murder also dropped the album.
Yeah.
he dropped the album, the Lenny Grant. Right? Don't Come Outside.
Volume 1.
DCL, yes. Volume 1. He got some track up here. Don't Talk About It. By itself. Different Time. Featuring Don Q and Q Bands. He got his brother Q Bands up here a lot. Happy to Be Here. Featuring Q Bands. Bank Now with Q Bands. Statue of Limitations with 50. That's a nice track. Too Consistent. Featuring YG and Tech. Popular. Featuring Q Bands. Hang With It. Featuring Shante McCoy, Q Bands. Like Ooh, featuring AJ the Keys. Ain't That Like, featuring YG, Tech, and Q Bands. Check In, featuring Main on Trip Trick. That's a tough track. Tonight with Dave East, No More with Kiss, and Center Work with Young Dolph. I listen to this album, Uncle Murder joint. I like Uncle Murder. And it got some real good reviews. And I think this album is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do. It's definitely good for New York. You know, even to Uncle Murder, he's telling stories. This is what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's laying out some pretty good groundwork and some pretty good content, and he's telling stories. You know, he dropped this on Nas on one of these. He dropped this on Carmelo Anthony on one of the tracks. You know, he said, "Man, Melo's effing singing Shippers." You know, that's dry snitching. But
he
put that out there. But I think the album is tough. The joint you got 50 called Statue of Limitations is a dope track.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The joint Check In with Trick Trick and Mano. We all know how Trick Trick giving up. We always talking about somebody got Check In when it comes to the Trick.
The D.
You know, when they come out to the D, he's talking about you got to Check In. You know, so it's only right that he get Trick Trick on that track.
No fly zone.
Exactly. And it's only right that he get Mano on the track. You know, so I'm definitely feeling the joint. The few joints that they got with Q Bands and stuff, the Dave East joint is tough, the Kids joint is tough. I like that joint. They don't make them like that anymore. They didn't name all the cats, so they don't make them like no more, like Larry Davis, they named a few, Pablo Escobar, a few well-known street or big-time drug dealers. They was named in that track. So I'm definitely feeling the Uncle Murder joint, man. Don't Come Outside, Volume 1, the Lenny Grant. Lenny Grant story. We all know that he signed with 50 Cent over there with G-Unit Records. So definitely a good look for him. D-Money said, he said, damn, dry sense on Mello? What was the crying emoji? Yeah, he dry sense on Mello. I heard it, man. I caught it. Definitely caught it. But I like the album, though, man. I definitely do. You know, Uncle Murder definitely did a thing. And it was long awaited. I think it was like his first album that he ever dropped. He dropped a lot of mixtapes before this. This is like the first album that he actually put out. And it definitely, I think it's living up to the hype.
Yes, sir.
I think it is, man. You know, I think it definitely is. So definitely shout out to them brothers for dropping them albums on Black Friday. You know what I mean? Yes, giving people early Christmas gift. People said it's going to be in a heavy rotation until the end of the year. I'm rocking out to it. Mm-hmm. I got my free week of Spotify, so I'm listening to it. You know what I mean? I'm about to get some Christmas joints.
You got it since last week, so.
I got it since Friday.
Yeah,
I got it to
Friday
to rock out. You know, so I'm
about
to make the decision come Friday.
All you got to do, let me tell you something real quick, man. You know, you let that one expire, then you get another email address. And then you sign up for another week with that email.
I might go over the title, man. You know what I mean?
Saying?
Get a free trial.
Yo, you remember Columbia House?
Yeah.
How many people? Yo, you get the 12 CDs for a penny?
Yeah, people are getting over.
You know, so those are the reviews right there. You know what I mean?
Sir.
And I give Uncle Murder joint. I give it like a good 8.5 somewhere around there.
All right. Yeah, that's what up.
You gotta give it a good 8.5.
Somebody dropped a whole bunch of smiley faces. Who the hell is that? That smiley faces right there.
Oh, that's not crying emojis.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I give it like a good 8.5. Before we get up out of here, we got to get into, like we told y'all, man, so quick boxing, big fight went down last night.
Oh, that caught me on guard, you know?
So it's been Kobe last.
So,
caught
me on guard with that one. No? That was the Sergey Kovalev last night, as y'all know. I don't think one of the fights was at the Garden. Yurioko's Gamboa.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Garden, and he, I don't know what the fuck, I'm sorry, I'm coaching. I don't want to get too excited. But it was a close fight. You understand what I'm saying? Yurioka's Gamboa, he actually won. Shout out to that brother. I like Yurioka's Gamboa. He had lost his last two fights. Everybody thought he was done with boxing. But he showed us that he still has a little bit left. You know what I mean? He won against Sosa. So I don't know, going forward at 135, I don't know what the hell he's going to do or who he's going to fight next. But he's still exciting, and, you know, he's still a talented fighter. Then the second fight you had, Sullivan Barrera, he went out there and won a big fight at the middleweight, super middleweight division. Then the main event was Jabransky against that boy Sergey Kovalev. And this was Sergey Kovalev's first fight back since losing the last two fights against Andre Ward. And as y'all know, HBO follows this guy. They love this man. When I tell you they have a love affair with him, they truly have a love affair with him. With Kovalev, yeah. So I thought they was about to have an orgasm when he knocked the dude out. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, Jim Lampley was excited. You know what I mean? These guys were very excited. And it's so funny, man. It's crazy how people saying the division is better now that Andre Ward retired. It's like a whole bunch of cats. Yeah. Wow. Because he's so much better than everybody else. So it's like, you know, say you go to the park with one dude, and 60 of y'all playing, there's one dude that's just so much better than the rest of your five, and then that dude leave, and then now the game is competitive. And now y'all be like, yeah, I'm so glad that dude went home, son. He's nice. He just sit, make anything you do. What's wrong with you, y'all? Yeah. So, you know, HBO was happy. They got their man back. You know, and we're going to see what's happening from this point forward. Right. I personally feel he's probably the best in the division now.
Is it middleweight or light heavyweight?
Super light heavyweight. 176.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you got him over there at that weight class. Then you got Sullivan Barrera still up there. And you also have Adonis Stevenson, Asian dude, who has like crazy power. And we definitely want to see that fight between him and Sergey Kovalev. But don't look like we're going to see it, you know?
Why not?
They have different managers, you know what I mean? So it's a management issue. I don't think either one of them scared of each other, but it's business. And everybody know that business prevails.
You know? And. Yes, sir.
And I do want to, you know, talk about this before we bounce up out of here, man. You know, we got, you know, maybe a couple minutes left, and as, you know, somebody had mentioned this earlier, and we're talking about hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And we talk about a New York sound. And I want to ask you something. That Jadakiss album, mm-hmm. would you say that was a New York sound?
Which one?
The Freddie Vs. Jason. Or Friday the 13th on Elm Street, whatever it
was
called.
That's
a New York sound?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to know.
Why? What'd you think? You think it was? What did you think it was?
I don't know what sound it was. When I think of New York City,
you think of Long Beach.
That does not reflect New York. That to me, that does not reflect. What part of New York does that reflect?
Brooklyn and Y.O.
Brooklyn and Y.O., right?
Yeah, man.
Brooklyn and Y.O.
No.
I think it was, man. Listen. You have a lot. These cats are older. So they're not rapping about what they was rapping about, how they was rapping about drugs and everything.
Yes,
they're rapping about more stuff that's going on. More, they're telling stories.
Yes.
They rapping about issues that's going on in the community.
Yes, sir.
Like, you listen to the joint with Tiana Teller. They talk about, go listen to that song, man. You can't tell them you ain't moved by that track right there.
Nah, of course. I get it. But at the same time, earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
You still want to lie?
Yeah.
Earlier this year, another two people came out. All right, okay. And these are another two people that was in groups. You got Talib Kweli,
okay,
and Styles P. Mm. They came out with a joint album together.
I didn't hear about that.
Exactly. Now you listen to that album, and you tell me which album is better.
Really?
And you start looking at lyrics, and you start talking about people breaking stuff down about what's going on today. Mm. And you tell me which album is better. You tell me which two set of MCs,
okay.
Styles P. and Talib Kweli mm-hmm. is better out of Jadakiss and Fabulous.
You mean the album one?
I'm talking about album-wise, lyric-wise, every single thing.
Right.
Them two brothers right there are two complete MCs when it comes to Talib Kweli and Styles. Yo,
for
years. He caught a, not really sort of in the stick, but everybody would be thinking him, they would think of Black Thought.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But he is nice.
Exactly. Both of them.
He is crazy nice.
And I think Styles is overshadowed by Jada. I honestly, personally, to the point now, I don't know what, I know he went through stuff in his life,
right.
Styles,
yeah.
But recently, when it comes to just straight up spitting, Styles is one of the nicest out, son.
He
is.
One of the nicest, when it comes to everything, from conscious rap, to speaking about what you're supposed to eat, to speaking about gangster stuff, almost everything that an MC could do, Styles could do it.
He can.
And I think Styles is better MC than Jada.
Nah.
I think Jada style is probably better.
Mm-hmm.
And Jada probably got better punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to being an all-around MC with making songs and, you know what I mean, switching content,
no.
I think Styles is better.
Hold on. D-Money Stack said, what are some key elements to New York sound of music?
Well, I think the first thing is the emotion. The first thing that we're going to get is the emotion
mm-hmm.
and, like, what captures the city. I made a comment about this on my Facebook, and I said that G Herbo album was better than the Freddie vs. Jason, and I got killed for that. But I'm going to tell you why I would say that, G Herbo.
That's not familiar. Oh, from Chicago.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you listen to G Herbo music, you got songs like Red Snow. You know what I mean? When they talk about the winter's harsh, but we got, you know, the summer's long and the winter's harsh because we got red snow. Like, when you paint those pictures, you think about the murder rate in Chicago, you think about how cold it is in Chicago, and the music goes well with it. He got another song on there called Malcolm, where he's breaking down stories. Like, when I think of his music, you think of Chicago. When I see Styles and all of them, especially with the auto tunes, like you said, with Future, I'm not thinking of New York when I hear that. Even with the joint they got with the joint they got with, what's my man named, French Montana. That, to me, that's not a New York sound. I don't get New York when I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do get New York off of is the joints they did with Swiss.
Right.
That's a New York sound right there. Yeah. No, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. When you think of New York, that's a, you know what I mean? That's a sound. That's Swiss did. So on those joints, they spitting. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to setting, you know what I mean? I didn't feel the emotion in it, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't get the emotion, man. No emotion. But I'm hearing the emotion in people like G Herbo. You understand what I'm saying? I'm hearing emotion in people like, you know, Ewall Samo. I'm hearing the emotion in these cats that's rapping. It's hunger. I'm not hearing that same type of hunger in these New York rap. Uncle Murder still got the hunger. That's why I rock for Uncle Murder. You understand what I'm saying? You hear it.
But see, like, we talk about the rap. Remind me of what LA saying.
Yeah.
You can't
sustain
this area. Even though that area does have a vibe to it,
mm-hmm.
they trying to, you know,
go universal.
You gotta stand. You have to.
Most definitely. But that's where you mess up at. Because
you
when you're trying to make.
To yourself, why not?
But dig it. All right. Or every classic that we had is regional. You don't have a classic that's worldwide music. What happens is that regional music becomes what everybody else try to copy. Yeah. So when you look at Dr. Dre and them, they wasn't making music to go commercial. They was making Compton music. And the whole world caught on.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? When New York was New York, we wasn't trying to, see what everybody else was doing. We was making regional music, and everybody else caught on. They was like, damn, son, this sound is hot.
Let me ask you this.
Cam
album is better than
Jay and Fab? Nah, I think Cam is a limited rapper also. Mm-hmm. I like Cam, but Cam is also a limited rapper. And I think Cam was somebody that was always above the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Like even with like Purple City and the Diplomats, that was above their time.
Right.
You know, we really got to realize that because that was above their time. And one of the reasons why I like G Herbo and them is because they do have a similar Dipset sound.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So they was above their time. But I think Cam flow sometimes can be diggy.
Mm.
And he showed that he's 40 at times.
And that, of course. Was,
you know what I mean?
What
he showed you in his 40s.
Right. And that's the thing you got to realize, too. Now, you said you don't see that same hunger and passion. You know, you got rappers. You see my house is Gerald.
He young.
I was young, right?
Yeah, he's not even 25 yet.
That's what I'm saying. All right, now you got a dude that's 25 trying to make his way into the game.
Mm.
Trying to make a name for himself. Now you got two rappers, three rappers that we just talked about. Fab, Jada,
Uncle Murder,
and not Uncle Murder, Fab, Jada, and Cam. Guys who are well established in this game, but still want to put out good music and content, you're not going to see that same hunger and thirst and passion that they displayed 15, 18 years ago when they first came out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're going to put out good music and good content. They're on a different level from what you heard, bro, and this cat is talking about now. It's like the young kid I chose last night. I'm from Brooklyn. His buzz is crazy right now. I forget the kid's name.
You told me.
The colors in
crazy.
Yeah. Energy is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's hunger. You see the hunger. You see the passion. That fucking song that went viral. The views like that shit is crazy. Kid ain't even signed yet, I don't think.
Right.
But he's young. He's, 21 years old, and his buzz is bananas. And you see the hunger. You see he's trying to get to where Fab and Jada, where he make it there, I highly doubt it, but he's trying to get to where they made it to sustain that longevity. Fab and Cam and Jada got this already. So they're not going to show that same hunger that they displayed in 97 when they first came out. We saw Jada hunger in 97
or
Show Me the Money.
Yeah, definitely.
We saw it. So he's not going to show that 20 years later. He can play that. He know his shit is set in stone. He can drop a bar. He can drop a verse on anybody's song and kill it. And kill them on their track. And no, it's gonna be fire. Fab is the same thing. You can't do the same thing.
When you were 20, when you 21, you got that hunger. And
right.
With customers was going on.
Yeah, right.
People listen. Like when Long Live the King came out.
Mm.
No, the Raptor came. That was like in between the first. I was thinking I was a thing. He's like, he's talking about, I'm only 21 and untouched by anyone. That's after Eight and a Half Steps, after Raw, after Set It Off, after all them joints. Then he's talking about I'm only 21 and untouched by anyone. After
the
joint he did with
Big, when Kane was that dude, he was like 1920.
Yeah,
right. Fucking business together. Puff was like
19
years old.
Yeah.
Right. The hunger and the hunger level was different, man.
Different.
Jay-Z, 444. I ain't no hunger level. You know what I mean?
He
just put an album out. He know people want to rock with it because it's Jay-Z.
He's not hungry. He's well fed.
You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying,
you get in the corn. Tired, you're lucky, made some macaroni on. And I get a G4.
I went from first class flying to flying private jets, and I ain't even get to show this chick my private jet. Next week, man, y'all already know what it is. Ace Slim know where they can get us at, man.
You already know, man. Every Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m., YakRadio.com, YakRadio app, YakRadio, Interloop Radio, In the Radio 2000 on Facebook. In the Radio Big Bop on Periscope. We out here. We everywhere. G Money Stacks. Shout out to G Money Stacks. He said Fabulous, Jada, Cameron, Nas are all legends. That's a fact.
Yes,
nah, they're definitely legends. But yeah, we out here, man, for the out here. Get in the loop, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.